Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, everybody.
Hola. Hola. Hola.
So the headline here is, I destroyed a Tesla Model S while recording tire sounds for a racing game video game at Willow Springs Raceway in California.
How did you destroy it?
We rented a Tesla from a place in Santa Monica, drove it 2.5 hours out to Willow Springs. We had rented the track for the day, so we wired the car up with microphones, and I'd researched it prior to going out there and seeing YouTube clips of Teslas doing burnouts all day long because they make so much power. And so I thought, oh yeah, we're going to get to do this no problem. So we get out there, we've rented a stunt driver for the day as well, and we get up to the skid pad up at Willow Springs, and we're standing around with our microphones, got the car all wired up with microphones, and we tell the stunt driver, all right, hit it. And he goes to do his first 180, and it just won't break loose. Like, it won't skid. It doesn't want to do a burn. It just thinks there's so many electronic controls in a Tesla that it doesn't want you to do that.
Right.
Like, it doesn't want you to have fun with it because it makes so much power you can kind of kill yourself pretty easy. So then we go out to the Tesla owners forum, and we could see, you know, there's threads of, hey, here's how to get your Tesla how to do burnouts, and it involves pulling fuses. So we pull the traction control fuse, we pull the stability management fuse, we send the car back out onto the skid pad, and we tell the stunt driver, all right, hit it, and he hits it, and does the most vicious burnout you've ever seen, and then you hear this horrible thunk grind, and then just this gunk, 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 like something destroying itself coming out of the car, and the stunt driver immediately stops, rolls down his window, and he's like, well, I don't think this one's going to be a software issue, guys. I think we got a small hardware problem with the car.
So are you kind of like a professional video game Foley artist?
Yeah, I'm a sound guy. This was probably 5 years ago, I was working for Sony PlayStation as a sound engineer.
That sounds like a pretty cool game. Yeah. Is it EA?
Yep.
Somebody's in our building, and just one of the things they told us, and now I just can't stop thinking about it. I can't remember what the game is, but it's a game that involves zombies. But the one thing they pointed out, they said the sound you hear when you see the zombies, right? Because they always kind of breathe heavy, and they sound mucusy. He goes, dude, honestly,
yeah,
it's his pug.
You're probably with PopCap and Plants vs. Zombies.
That could be it, but he said he just records his pug breathing. He's like,
that's wild.
It's just his dog breathing on any given day, yeah. Right? But then for the zombies, that's what they use.
How many items do you think you have in your own personalized sound effects library that
it's thousands, right? Like anything that makes, I have a bunch of little portable recorders that I travel with, and like anything that makes an amazing noise. Like my daughter's bathroom door has the most hideous squeak you've ever heard, and it gets used in all kinds of stuff.
All right. So, like Jurassic Park, they talk about the velociraptors, right?
Sure.
And they come in with their ha ha, and they're like, yeah, it's a turtle having sex.
Yeah.
Right. Basically, that's it.
Yeah, or dolphins, or like, you know, yeah, Chewbacca's a combination of like five different animals, right?
So, what's something you have created where you had to put a bunch of different sounds together to create one sound?
Oh, man. All kinds of stuff. There's, oddly, when you do a gunshot for games, that's a bunch of different layers. It might be three different shots, and then you put in like a kick drum or some huge bass thing with it. You know, creature sounds are often, you know, probably 5 to 10 creatures when you do that sort of stuff. Sometimes car sounds. You can sort of fake stuff to kind of get car sounds that way.
Do you have the ability to record, because you're always listening for stuff.
Right.
So no matter where you are, if you hear a certain
Something, you want
to record it. So are you able to do that? Do you just do that with your phone, or do you have like a little mini recording device, or what do you do?
Oh, yeah. I've got a bunch of little higher quality handheld recorders. Just like, oh, my God, this thing makes a really crazy noise. Let's catch 30 seconds of this.
How many times have you approached a stranger because something of the, if you're at a restaurant, you realize that the kitchen door, every time they go in and out, there's something about the sound that you know you can use in the future. I mean, have you ever approached anyone and said, look, this is going to sound crazy. Can I open and close your kitchen door 3 times and record it?
Yeah, there's been almost exactly that kind of stuff. I remember being at a restaurant and their dishwashing machine from literally anywhere. And so I was like, oh, man, I've got to go. Actually, one of my best found sound ones was when I was working for Microsoft. And I walk into literally the men's bathroom and all of the toilets are flushing simultaneously and won't stop. And it just sounded like a tsunami. And so I ran back, grabbed my portable recorder, recorded this thing, and it was just this huge swirl of watery white noise, and we called it the endless toilet. And we recorded like probably 8 minutes of this thing, and then it got used in like every video game for like 2 years from that on.
Huh. Now, have you found that it's impossible to enjoy? Like, I've always said, if you're a movie critic, it's got to be impossible to go to a movie on a date and enjoy it, you know, without breaking it down. So if you're watching, you know, I don't know, an Avengers movie or all these big production things where there's tons of special effects, are you kind of analyzing every sound you hear, wondering how they created it or you're identifying how they did it, et cetera?
Yeah, a little bit. For the more interesting stuff, yeah, like something usually sticks out to me if it's really good or if it's really bad. Like, I remember going to see one of the original, I think it was either Iron Man 2 or 3, and at the end of it, a bunch of us sound people went to go see it, and at the end of it, I was like, wow, I wonder what they spent on anvils for making sound for this game.
Oh, right.
Like, literally, everything was toom, just these huge metal anvil sounds. We were like, okay, I can see they foleyed the hell out of this.
But does that ever ruin it for you, right? Because I'll watch Iron Man, and I get what you say. He's walking around, thudding around in this big, heavy suit, right?
If a sound is kind of objectively lousy, then yeah, and especially if it like comes up a lot, like if there's a creature sound, right, and it's horrible, and they play it all the time, you're like, oh my god, yeah, it kind of sucks me out of the.
What is the worst creature sound you've heard in a movie? Like one where you just couldn't get past it.
Oh well, I mean, it's almost like kind of a however they did, and it's mostly straight voice, but there's some effects in there as well. It's whenever I hear Jar Jar Binks speak in that Star Wars.
Oh, he's Jamaican.
Movie.
He's Jamaican.
I just can't. And there's a couple of Star Wars creatures that are like that are usually pretty good, and then there's some that stick out as just being like, oh my god, what is
okay? This? Is there a group like a chat form or something where like I need to replicate this sound?
Right.
If you made what is the best way to try
sound
to?
Guys,
yeah.
Sound guys nerd out on that stuff all the time. Yeah, there's pro audio, pro sound, like. Film guys, video game guys.
Do you guys exchange sounds, files? Like, you know, I've got this.
Or is it proprietary?
Right. No, I own this.
Right.
for stuff you've recorded yourself, yeah, it's the free market, man. You can just trade for whatever you want. Like,
okay.
Hey, if some guys are making very, very realistic stuff where they're like, oh, my God, I need this particular bird from the Amazon forest. Or if you were a guy like me and who was working on racing games, we were like, yeah, I need exhaust pops from a, you know, 1970s Lamborghini Miura. Does anybody have something?
So you really are that nerdy where specifically, if that car is in that game,
I worked on, when I was at Microsoft, I was on Forza Motorsport. When I was at Sony, I worked for Gran Turismo, which are very realistic racing simulators.
Now, right? Are you that nerdy about it because a lot of the people that play it would recognize, like, that is not what a Ford GTO sounds like?
Exactly. Like, whenever you do sound for a car, it would come out in the game. Like, we'd upload a DLC pack for the game or whatever, upload a new car to the game. And within hours of us adding this car to the game, there'd be some dude who's ripped YouTube footage of, hey, here's the car in real life, side by side with, here's the car in Gran Turismo. What do you think? And then comments, you know. And so that was the bar we were always trying to...
All right.
hit after a while was, can we hit our own, can we pass the YouTube nerd?
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
Interesting.
It is a fascinating job, man. Really, but again, just to my point of, there's, like, put it this way. We can't listen to the radio. If we go out of town.
Oh, my God.
We can't. Well,
it depends.
We can do it.
It depends.
But you will. We can't not express our criticism or critique of anything we listen to. It's period.
Okay, so the FCC, it's you know, a national governing body as far as radio goes. And so because marijuana isn't federally legal, that's why you don't hear marijuana advertisements on you know, terrestrial radio or anything like that. Well, I was down in very rural Oregon driving around, flipping through the dial, and there's major radio companies. There are smaller radio companies. Everything else is in between. But you get in the middle of nowhere. You get kind of close to the border of California down there.
Yeah.
And there's stations like, come on down to Weed World. We got indicas on sale all weekend long.
You know,
like
joints.
Yeah, yeah. Bonks, bonks, bonks. Arena.
This is illegal.
Volcano. Like, you can't do this. But they just, the hell with it. You know,
they're not being
monitored. Come make us stop. Like, who's going to stop us?
Exactly.
We're a mom and pop radio station. We're getting by. Like, we all grow weed here. Like, weed was legal before anybody even said it wasn't. Like,
right.
So it's just like, oh my God, they're running a weed spot. Like, this weekend we'll be broadcasting live from Weed Brothers.
I would love to be able to do it. We can.
It's like, oh my God, people. Because I remember coming back a couple times going like, hey man, they're doing it. They're like, yeah, yeah, they shouldn't be doing
it. Yeah, not supposed to.
You lose your whole license doing that crap.
I always just like listening, especially when you travel back to the East Coast. It's just different.
It is.
And like the radio's different. Like,
oh yeah.
I was back there one time driving down to the beach, and I was listening to a rap station, and they were celebrating the life of a guy that had passed away from a go-go band.
Oh, right.
White Boy.
That was his name?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
They were like,
come celebrate White Boy.
White Boy.
Right, but it's like, I know that the dude was in a band, but it's just so weird hearing it come through your speakers.
God, man. When I was in Eastern Washington a couple weekends ago, there, it's one poor dude, man. Every break, he's at this mattress sale. Oh, every single time they go to commercial. It was the only commercial. But so it's like, you know, we'll take a break. The commercials are 4 or 5 minutes long, whatever.
Yeah.
But there are 4 or 5 different commercials. Not on this radio station. Not this day. It was.
He's just talking for
just him.
Like, oh, man, so many mattresses. And I'm just thinking to myself, man, if you haven't gone and shopped for a mattress, it is the weirdest thing in the world. You lay there for a second like, could I sleep here?
Right.
You kind of halfway roll. I'm going to roll again. Then you go to another mat. It's the most boring thing in the world. I can't tell the difference half the time. You know, you just
kind of lie and say,
you go from one field to like, okay, can I sleep here? And the guy's like standing over you like, what do you think?
It's like, well, I don't normally sleep with people standing over me.
And then I'm like, well, I don't normally sleep on my side. Why am I on my back? And I start turning around. Like, okay, next one. You know, but he's like, come down here. Try every mattress. You can try them all. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's kind of the point.
That's the point, man.
It's like, every car on this lot, you can test drive it. But no kidding, if I'm going to buy it, yeah, that's kind of how that works. It's like, God almighty.
I need a new mattress. But I think I'm going to go to the mattress store, like lay on one side, lay on the other, and then just kick my leg up and be like, all right, you know what? This better work.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I do a lot of this motion in there, too.
Like, get up on your knees, man.
Right.
Exactly. Put your hand on the headboard.
Does it come with the headboard?
Yeah.
I love the sound when it hits the wall.
Put your prints up there.
I was going to say, does it come with prints already on the headboard?
Because exactly. I'm going to put them on there, but done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.